This week, E.T. Waldron and Ron Challis. Double feature. First up will be E.T. Waldron with She's Like a Rose, then New Realms, and finally, with musical accompaniment, Enter You. Ladies and gentlemen, I give the floor to E.T. Waldron.
She's like a rose. A woman's love is fashioned like a rose, beautiful to look at, velvet to the touch, sweet scent to the nose. When her man treats her right, she opens her petals with delight and offers her nectar so sweet as a succulent treat. One must be forewarned, the rose has thorns, but they only cause duress to the one who is careless. A woman will give her all to the one who hears her call to be tended with care so she can bloom year after year. Inspired by moonlight covered in stars, we sat in the splendor of our new love. Afloat upon voluminous clouds of harmony, in unison we sang our rhyme in divine time, cozily cradled in the arms of cosmic caprice. We joined troubadours from other eons, learning new ways to communicate thought. From the dawn of supernal sunlight we gather, through twilight into the indigo of midnight, our minds engaged in the wisdom of the ages, daring to learn regardless of responsibility, being uplifted by the knowledge of saintly souls, shared by the community in heavenly realms, elevated beyond previously known horizons, transcending all the prior man-made obstacles, into the triumphant streets of transmigration. I insinuate myself into your intuition, so it has a bent towards me. Sliding myself into your synapses, I am now between your cells. Undulating into your understanding, so that you can know me. I paste myself into your psyche to achieve parity with you. With tantalizing titillation, I taunt your taste with evocative energies. Having achieved equalization, I totally enter you. After I initialize and customize internally, we incarnate.
Thank you for sharing that with us, E.T. Some lovely, lovely work there.
I hope you enjoyed this, and I thank you for listening.
Next up, we have the work of Ron Challis. That's spelled just like the cup. Ron approached me after I put out a call for audio poets, and he sent me some links to some material he'd done that was so extraordinary. That's actually the reason I postponed this show a week and instead ran the work concerning obscurantism last week. No shine off anybody else we've had. This guy just caught me by surprise, and I was extremely pleased at the work I heard. So, without wasting any more of your time listening to my voice, let's bring on Ron Challis, shall we?
Hi, my name is Ron Lynch Challis. I live near the foothills of the Rocky Mountains in a suburb of the city of Denver, Colorado. I'm really happy to have published my first book a couple months ago. It's called Kiss the Breath of Sunset. It's a collection of poetry, talking a little bit about love, a little bit about loss, a little bit about life.
Any other projects besides the new book of poetry, Ron?
I'm working on a series of 22 integrated novels, all set in the fictional town of Solace Creek, Colorado. First one should be out in the spring of this year.
That's pretty ambitious.
I'm a bit of an artist. I did all the illustrations for Kiss the Breath of Sunset, including the paintings, the drawings. And I've done all the cover art for all 22 of the upcoming Solace Creek stories. Been a musician forever and ever, ever since the Beatles played on Ed Sullivan on February 9th, 1964. And right now I'm doing a little guitar, a little keyboard, and a little bit of singing for Northern Colorado oldies band called Boomersaurus.
Well, let's get to the poetry then. So, Ron, take it away.
Waking Up Next to You, from Kiss the Breath of Sunset. Waking up next to you, dear, is the light that begins my day. And the sense of you so near helps guide me on my way. Waking up next to you, love, fills me with the things we share. The life I've been dreaming of is around me everywhere. Waking up next to you, friend, helps me know just what to do. So our love will never end, I'm so entwined with you. Waking up next to you, wife, the scent of fresh-cut flowers. You're the brightness in my life, and I love you more each hour. Why Bother, from Kiss the Breath of Sunset. Frankie, Tom, and Leroy thought they knew it all. Like the Three Musketeers, they were always walking tall. They made it through a rite of manhood by petty theft and kicking butt. They said they were never understood, they just couldn't make the cut. Why bother? There are too many rules. Why bother? Play along and be a fool. Why bother? Because there ain't no goddamn jobs. Why bother? That's why you being robbed. Frankie started dealing, so Leroy took up smack, and Tom went on his own way, shot a cabbie in the back. Leroy's sleeping in the street like a little puppy stray. In prison, Tommy was just new meat, so he blew himself away. Three guys never intended to be bad. Three guys never learned the dance. Because three guys never opened their eyes. They never thought they had a chance. Frank's the only one living now. The one night Leroy died. Where these guys could have gone, if only they had tried. It's always the easiest to blame everyone else who's living pretty. Growing up, you hide your shame in the gutters of the city. No More Pieces, from Kiss the Breath of Sunset. To kiss the breath of sunset and embrace the wind. Massage my heart with daffodils, my empty soul, please mend. To share with you the warmth of love and the cold of disappointment. To hide my fears within your breast, your tears are my anointment. I wish to see me whole again, with you a part of me. Put your kiss upon my soul again, in harmony, completely. And if I were a poet, a plot I could contrive, to win you and to make me a part of you alive. When I see you in the morning, I want to be your loving man.
Thank you for that, Ron. And we're not forgetting you either, E.T. Thank you both for your contributions this week, and I hope that individuals listening to this program will look you up on the web, either through your individual sites or at authorsden.com, where I believe you both have a presence. Ah, but you asked, what am I going to read this week? Good question. I think that the show was admirably serviced by both E.T. and Ron, but in order to keep up appearances, I should do a reading. So tonight, I'm going to do a piece of mine I wrote to an old girlfriend when I realized that our relationship was pretty much a transitional relationship, for those of you who don't know what that means. Oftentimes, someone coming off of a bad relationship or a divorce will, instead of seeking out a good, permanent, stable relationship, find somebody who fills a temporary need. And those transitional relationships, while they can be very passionate and very fulfilling for a time, are never expected to last. And generally, at least one of the members of the relationship, one of the members of the couple, feels a little cheated by that. But I tried to be very philosophical when this relationship ended, So I wrote a little piece about it called Copper. I am the path, but not the shrine. The way, but not the end. Friend, but not lover. Another fills that role. And in my soul I know I am the light, but not the page. Perhaps in times the river, and sometimes the falls. But when the lakeside calls, the water is no longer of me, for that is not the role I fill. Not understudy, but transitional player, given to the range and skills granted in this enchanted, this graceless age. The one you may even call on when he wears your dagger, deep. And you may not understand or care the essence of my part in this, the dance of love and life. But that is why you cannot stay, and I must, in the second act, away. Well, it's about that time. I better get back to work on next week's show. We're doing a double-length split show in honor of Valentine's Day. Hey, I'm the romantic poet of the internet. What did you expect? So, this is William F. Duvall, signing off for now from out of the city.